You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, everyone. We are having a super exciting week this week, and so we're recording it right now. We anticipate that ETH is going to run today. it's gonna be positive today. Every Tuesday, whenever we come on to 6 p.m., right on the dot, ETH takes off. This is do your own research, not financial advice, but every single time we've come on LA Talk Radio, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, ETH has ran like for the last 4 or 5 weeks now. So here we go, ETH, let's go. We're optimistic. Lots of good news coming out in crypto. And we have great news for this week also. As you can tell, we have no sleep right now. But this is Elizabeth Howell. Hi, everyone.
And this is Joseph Grassa. And I hope everybody is having an amazing week so far and had an amazing weekend. And let's kick it off with an amazing week, amazing Tuesday. Okay,
big week. So take a deep breath. Here we go. we've been working behind the scenes nonstop, getting things ready to go and roll out. We've been branding out Dragon. So Dragon Pro is our web-based platform for trading for Web 2 and for Web 3. And we announced that last week. We'll have the links in our archive so y'all can start logging in and learning how to do it and start trading easily. That's the goal, is like for everybody to be able to trade without having to go to 30 different websites and figure everything out. So that's been going on. We also have our base launch. So we have ASIG tokens. We have our 1 year anniversary was December 14th. 1 year the token has been live on AI Signal. We're close to 1 million market cap, probably higher right now. I haven't looked at the chart. And then the AI Signal tokens launched again a year ago, but the bots have been out for over 20 months on AI Signal. The bots have been out for over 9 months on AI Base, and our Base token is launching right now too. So that's just like a recap of what's going on. Just want to kind of give you before we go into the show, but there's so many exciting things happening. We've been working nonstop, on the clock, no sleep, getting everything going out, branding, everything going on. So that's just kind of like a recap of what is going on right now.
Yes, yes. Nonstop building, nonstop. And while you're hearing this right now, we are probably still going nonstop. So Base is the one that is going to be launching, and that will be launching while we're live, or if not, at the same time, we'll see.
Right.
And this is what we've been preparing you guys for. We've taught you guys the ropes. We've been talking about it, how to trade and everything. And now's your chance. You can experience it live with us. Just keep an eye out on the socials, which will be linked in the archive. And you could join us live and experience an amazing launch at the same time. It will be amazing to have you guys there.
Yeah, it'd be fun. So we've been talking about this for over 10 months now on teaching everybody how to get into crypto, how to open a wallet, how to trade on Uniswap, how to look at analytics on tokens. We trade primarily meme coins on ETH and also on Base. And so Base is another form of ETH, but we also have meme coins on there too. So our bots are attached to Ethereum and our bots are attached to Base. And so we're launching the Base token, so y'all get to see what a launch looks like. It's AI Base Bot. If you go on to that, you can find us and then see what a live launch looks like on a token launch. So again, do your own research, not financial advice. Everything we say for educational purposes only, but it's going to be fun. You've been on the journey with us. You get to see what we've been doing and get to see what a launch looks like. So it starts out where people go ahead and they have Ethereum, they swap it over to Base, and then they buy Base tokens on that launch. And you can swap it out right now through Uniswap. Soon you'll be able to just trade it on our platform, which is Dragon Pro, and it'll make life a lot easier. But we're bringing out the algos, we're bringing out the bots, we're bringing out all the stuff we've been talking about. Again, SIG has been around for over a year. base has been built out for over 9 months. SIGS tokens have been around for a year, but the bots have been, again, 20 months. And so you're going to get to see what the token looks like on a token launch this week.
Yes, yes. It's an exciting time. It's a crazy time. Very hectic for the team members involved, but it is so much fun to get involved with the launch. It's like getting in at the start of an IPO. You're getting in at the lowest possible price before anything happens, before any of the news comes out, before anything happens. And not everything that we say during this is not financial advice. Always do your own research. This is for educational purposes only. And there we go. I'm losing my voice. I'm joining Elizabeth.
Yeah. We've been talking too many VC spaces, AMAs, recordings, shows. We've been all over. Like, if you ever seen somebody go on a book tour or a movie tour, that's what we're doing for our tokens and for our bots. So we've been on VCs and AMAs every day. Monday, we had five of them. Five for an hour to 2 hours long every day. And then Tuesday, we're trying to cut back, but we have a couple lined up today too on the launch. Saturday, we had quite a few. Friday, we had quite a few. We've just been going nonstop talking and educating people, teaching them how to trade, how to use the bots, what's coming up, all the excitement that's happening. So we're taking you along for the ride, and we're going to explain what a launch is and what's going on in just a minute. But we wanted to get you all excited. Like, this is kind of like the culmination of everything. And as soon as Dragon comes out to the public and everybody's able to trade on it, yeah, you're going to understand how exciting and how much fun meme coins are. The goal is like to understand and to be able to trade them with ease. And we're using the algos on AI Signal and the algos on AI Base, which finds the lowest entry and then creates it so you can get the highest return and come in safe with all your detailed information on Dragon.
Yes, I'm super excited for everyone to get involved with it too. I can't wait. The excitement is here. It's finally time, right? All the sleepless nights and everything. So we can get started on how to get involved with the launch and what is a meme coin launch. I think we've touched on it before. Myself and Elizabeth, we've kind of seen thousands, hundreds of thousands of them up to this point. So
there's about 25. So just to think about this, so we want y'all to understand kind of like the magnitude of it. What a token launch is when you're kind of doing an IPO for a stock. And so it's could be tied to a utility. It could be just a meme. It could just be something funny, but it's value. So before like Ethereum launched or BTC launched or ApeCoin or the other one, Sand had launched, they would take the LP, which is the liquid, so the amount that adds value. It's kind of like gold backing the dollar. And then they would stick it into what they call LP, which would give value to the tokens. And then people would buy percentage of the tokens on however much they wanted to buy on their base value. So if you want to buy $10 worth, you get $10 worth. If you want to buy $100 worth, you get $100 worth. You want to buy like $10,000 worth, you can buy $10,000 worth. And so what you get in exchange is like you buy it with ETH, like as if you go to a store and I'm going to go buy a sweatshirt from a store. I'm going to spend $75. I hand them over my $75. They give me the sweatshirt. It's the same thing with a token. You're getting an asset or a currency with whatever it's declared in your country. So this is not financial advice or tax laws, but we're giving an example. And so you would buy it with your Ethereum and you say, hey, I want $1,000 USD worth from Ethereum. I'm going to buy $1,000 worth of that token. You now own that token, which becomes yours to trade, sell, keep, stake, do whatever you want to do with it, because you swapped it out for Ethereum. And now you own a percentage of those tokens that are launched. And so it's kind of like an IPO when a stock launches and they have 1 million shares of stock. You have $1,000 and you buy $1,000 worth of stock. You give the $1,000 and you get that back in the stock value. Yes, so that's kind of like an analogy on what it is.
Yeah, you're giving your Ethereum or your dollars in exchange for shares or tokens of the meme coin or the stock that you're buying. It's just the association of value at the time when you buy it. So the $100 worth, the $100 worth of stock. The $100 is also worth the $100 worth of meme coins.
And then it can go up and down in value, just like a stock can go up and down in value. Just like if you bought a car, it can go up and down in value. You buy a house, it can go up and down in value. So whatever you enter in, you try and enter at the lowest price. If you're going to buy a house, you want to enter in at like $1 million and it goes to $10 million. If you buy gold, you want to enter into gold when it's at, I don't know what even gold is at now, right now. Say $1,500 and it goes to $5,000. You always try and enter in the lowest. And that's what our utility does. That's what our bots do. They find it at the lowest price. It's kind of like our bots are bargain hunters. They find the lowest price to give you the highest return. Like that's kind of an analogy what our bots do. Our bots scour 100 million points of data, find different 75 different indicators and variables, combine it with AI, and then find the best deal out there that thinks will have the highest potential for increase in value.
Exactly. You can also think of it like going, like the bot finds the 25% off sales or the 50% off sales, the buy one, get one freeze. And it goes, oh yeah, look, this one's on at a very large discount, meaning the price is in terms of the token, the price is down. It's a good time to enter. And then obviously you'll enter it and you'll be at the lowest possible point. And that's what we look for, the best possible deal at the best possible price so that you can make money on it. And when the price goes up, if it goes up, because it is volatile, they are volatile assets, then you'll make money on it. And at the start of a launch is when the tokens are most volatile. So it's exactly the same as an IPO. The longer the token's been around, the more stable it becomes. So right at the start is when it's the most volatile. And it's also when you can get in at the lowest price.
Low cost,
very high reward.
Yeah. So whenever you have a low cost, you do have a higher risk because you're first in. So, but there also is a potential for a high reward. So whenever you have to weigh out that and you're entering into something that is a high risk, you only want to enter with low amounts of money because you're anticipating that it's going to have a high reward. And if it has a high reward, a $10 trade or a $100 trade is your coffee money again, right? So whenever you're entering in first, it's always going to be the highest risk. Just like if you enter into the housing market after a bubble and it's on its bounce back up, it's going to be the highest risk because you don't know what's going to happen with the housing market, but you're also getting in the best price. And so you anticipate getting a higher upturn on that too. So remember, whenever it's a high risk, like an IPO coming out on stocks, so initial public offering coming out on stocks, it's brand new, but the upside potential is a lot higher because you're at a higher risk too.
Exactly. And when it comes, obviously, we always say not financial advice, do your own research, but our bots find these lowest entries. They make it super easy for you, all super easy. Everyone can do it. Everybody can read numbers and understand. We have our channel, the first MC, first market cap. So the first time you'd want to enter. It's the most volatile at that point, but it finds it at the lowest value. It finds that deal for you and you can enter in on it. And this is all going to be integrated into the Dragon Pro platform, but Base, which is launching on Tuesday, or will be launching probably around the time of us being live, it's going to be at the lowest possible point. And at the launch, it's going to call it at the launch, or at least we hope it does.
since our bots find what makes a token valuable, what makes a token worth entering into it, it searches that 75 to 85 different indicators and variables. When we launch tokens, we make sure that all of those check boxes are checked and that everything's in place to make sure that the public knows about it and everybody enters into it and it's a safe trade and we're doing exactly what makes a token valuable, right? Because we've consulted, we've called, we've done analytics on it. We have 100 million points of data. We've scoured everything and then found out what makes a token valuable. And of course, we're going to put that onto our token to make sure that everybody has value. Again, do your own research, not financial advice, but we kind of want to like walk you through on a token launch and what people do. And everyone knows them as like meme coins. So you know it as Mog and Pepe that's been brought over onto the CEX. And before that, it was like Shiba and Doge. And so the way that they started out is something similar. And so a meme coin is like a fun internet digital currency. And most meme coins, like if it's a meme coin, either they're just about the meme, or they have a utility, or they have AI attached to it, or they have some type of asset or real world asset attached to it. So each coin will have its own kind of meta that's attached to it that makes it valuable. Some are just for fun and they're just memes. And so people will buy it just because it's a funny meme, like Shiba or Doge or Pepe. It's just a fun meme. And then other ones have like a real world asset attached to it, may have like value attached to it, may have land or something else. And then there's utility and AI, which we are, where we have AI attached to ours, but we also have utility where you're able to use the bots if you own the tokens. So it's kind of like if you go to a subscription and you go to the gym and you pay the gym $100 a month to use the gym, you're using that utility, you're using that, and it costs you $100. So it's the same way with a token. If you're holding on to the token, you get to use whatever asset is attached to the token as long as you stake your token or you give your token as a form of quote unquote currency so you can use that utility. And so we're allowing people that are in our token and they stake our token, which means that they hold it aside and we hold it for them while they're using the utility. And they get to use the utility, which is the bots that find the lowest entry on meme coins. So that's like the different types of styles that are involved with the meme coin. And ours is an AI, quote, a utility token that's being able to utilize. If you buy the token, you stake it, we hold it for you on the side, you get to use the utility. And then after the staking period is done, you get your token back and you can either roll it over and keep staking it and keep using the utility, keep searching for tokens, doing all the fun stuff, or you can sell part of it as a profit and then keep part of it as an asset, or keep the whole entire thing as an asset in anticipation that in the future, because AI is so hot right now, utilities are so hot right now, we're in the beginning of a crypto cycle, we're in the beginning of a new tech cycle, AI is taking all different parts of the markets right now, that it will have future value. It's like getting into AOL in the beginning, or Microsoft or Dell or Intel, like getting in on the beginning. That's what we anticipate. We're in the beginning of this AI cycle. We're in the beginning of technology. We're one of the four founders of these companies that are crypto orientated and AI orientated and bots, utilities, crypto. We're in the beginning of this cycle. And in crypto, it seems like it's been forever, but reality, crypto has only been like 8, 10, 15 years, and AI has only become prevalent in the last couple of years. So see how things are evolving and how people are talking about it. We're one of the leaders in this, and we want to make sure that we add value to everybody. And that's why we're telling you about it before the technology booms and becomes big. Again, do your own research, not financial advice, but we want to bring you along for this ride and this journey. And so we're giving you these opportunities, like buying into an IPO on Apple when it first released, or buying into an IPO on Tesla when it first released. This is our goal. Our goal is to bring you in along with the ride, get to experience what it is, understand how it works, make it user-friendly for you with our Dragon platform, and then have fun. You know, like if you just want to see, like we said, buy $10. If you only want $10, that's great. Hold that on for like 10 or 20 years. You never know where that $10 is going to be worth in 10 to 20 years. If you're more optimistic and you want to invest and you have your coffee money, invest more. Hold on to it. We never know where we're going to be in 10 to 20 years with crypto. Just think, if you were one of the first ones into Tesla, one of the first ones into Alphabet, one of the first ones into Microsoft. Right. And you got in really early. This is kind of the opportunity we're giving you in AI technology and crypto. That's why we're bringing you along for this ride. We want you to have fun with us on this journey, understand what you're doing, and see how high that potential of the future can be with this tech.
Exactly. And we're making it as easy as possible for you guys too. We've been through the trials and tribulations and all the hardships and made it super simple for you guys to get involved and to figure everything out. Actually, you guys don't even need to figure anything out. We've done it all for you.
Yeah, that's why we created it, because everything's maybe complicated on the back end, and all the code and the AI and the technology and the data and the research and all the information. But what we make it is really simple and easy on the front end. So all you do is log in, access it like you would playing a video game, and there you go. You're trading.
That's it. That's literally it. Log in with a username and that's it. You're good to go. Start playing.
Yeah, so we're really excited. This is like a big, 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 big week for us. I mean, we have Christmas coming up in 10 days also, or in a week. We have Base launching this week. We have Dragon that came out last week about the information about Dragon. AI Signals on its 1-year anniversary. Technology, ETH is running. BTC hit an all-time high of 104 on Sunday.
Oh my God.
And so as we're talking on this show right now, we anticipate ETH is running again too. That's the goal. Like we see a lot of optimism going on in the future for crypto and technology and for AI. And so that's where we're bringing you along on this journey.
Yes, yes, exactly. And if ETH's not moving right now, then something's not right in the market. every Tuesday it's been, every Tuesday, like we said at the start, every Tuesday we've seen ETH rally. Right when we start our show at 6 p.m. PST, ETH should be rallying. And that being said, if we're launching at this time too, that means everything is going right and everything is going according to plan. And all of the data and analytics and all the trends and everything that we look for in a token are being hit for our launch as well. So we're hoping for it and we plan on it, and that's the goal. We're moving everything in the easiest way for you guys to understand. There goes my voice again. And then also making it to fit all the parameters so it runs and it does exactly what it's supposed to do.
So we want to give you kind of a recap. I know we're all excited and hyped up on the beginning, but let's go over a couple of things. So the goal is we want to make it easy for all of you to get involved in technology and crypto and AI. And if you're still sitting on the fence, that's okay too. Like, learn as much as you can. We're here to educate and to teach people how to get involved. And so what normally happens on a cycle, on a launch, on a token, is a token will launch. It's kind of like an IPO would launch. And this is what would happen. If you're trading it, you would go ahead and open up your wallet. So if you're on MetaMask, you would open up your wallet. You would make sure that there's ETH or Base in it, which is the quote unquote form of cryptocurrency that you would buy these tokens with. And then you would go on right now until Dragon comes out, you would go on to Uniswap and you would say, I want to buy 1 million tokens with Base on AI Base. And so you would say, okay, it costs this much to buy 1 million tokens. And then you would hit authorize and send, and you would purchase those tokens. It would swap it out. It would take your Base, which is like Ethereum, but it's the form of Ethereum called Base. You would swap it out for the AI Base tokens. And then in your wallet where you used to have Base, you now have a certain allocated amount of AI Base tokens. And so now you have a new asset. You have a token asset of AI Base. You swapped it out. And now you can go ahead and look at the chart and you can say, okay, I bought this many tokens at this price. And now as the chart moves up, now these tokens are worth this amount. And so you could tuck them away and then save them for a while and wait for appreciation. Just like if you bought an Apple stock or you bought Tesla or you bought anything else on the day one that it's released, you wouldn't necessarily sell Apple stock on the day one. It would run up really high. It would have a come down a little bit, it would have a bounce back and go back up. Same thing with tokens. If they're a strong token and they had value, they would run up really fast. They would have like a pullback on profit taking, a bounce back up again, and then long-term hold, add value to it too. So tokens do similar to what stocks and bonds and options and futures do. Whenever it's day one, it's the highest reward. It's also the highest risk usually, but you get in at the lowest price. And then it runs up, you tuck it away and hold on to it and add value. You can sell off a percentage, like a small percentage's profit for de-risking. You can buy back into the chart and do DCA, which is dollar cost averaging, and keep buying in different intervals in the chart. So you add at different price points and you dollar cost average along. And then as time goes on, you see the value of the token. You use it for utility. So you stake it and then you're able to use the bots. And if you down the road, you want to sell off small amounts of percentage of profit as you go along down the road in 3 months or 6 months or a year, then you sell off percentages of the token. While you're using the utility, though, you repeat the process with other meme coins and other new launches, because what our bots do is we screen through $2,500 tokens a day. We screen it down to 100 to 200 tokens out of that 2,500. We find the lowest entry possible with the potential highest return. Some of them may not be as high of a return, but they average out where we catch such high X's that even if something only caught a 2X and it only doubled, or only caught a 4X and only went four times, or your $10 investment just stayed flat and it didn't do anything, if you bought into the other tokens, they would average out where some of them would catch a 20X or a 40X, etc. Of course, this is just based on past historical data, no future guarantees, but based on our ROIs and taking samples over the last 20 months, we're catching those based off of the past performance data. And so you would invest that way and then trade that way too.
Yes, and our bots have also hit a lot higher than that too. Some notable ones, APU and Brett, we've hit on all chains. And that's the thing, we are hitting everything and catching all of these tokens, the first runners, and making sure you guys can catch them. It's literally perfect. And this is me speaking from coming as an investor to now working with the team and helping in the back end. It's amazing. It's amazing what these bots do. You have to come check them out and you have to come and experience it firsthand. It's nothing like you like these platforms where it says, oh, buy here, buy there. No, it tells you at the most optimal point and it is the best possible entry. And that's where you want to enter, and that's how it works. That's how we're able to catch these amazing X's that we talk about all the time. It is all about timing. It is all about the bots. It is all about AI and the future of trading, which is what we're bringing to the table, and we're making it super, super simple. I love reiterating that because it's exactly what we're doing, making it super simple for everybody to catch and hopefully catch these amazing gains and doing it in the most optimal way. So you guys can only spend 15 minutes a day setting up your stuff and then walk away for the rest of the day and relax on a beach or hang out with family. The goal is to make it simple, 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 and easy to use.
Yeah, so the fun thing is when I got into crypto about 2016, and I was traveling through Europe. And when I was traveling through Europe, I saw these Bitcoin ATMs, and I'm like, oh, this is so cool. I can stick $20 or 20 euros into the ATM and I get a printout slip that gave me a wallet that I owned Bitcoin. And I think in 2016, Bitcoin might've been between 6K to 16K. It just hit an all-time high of 104K on Sunday. So it might be up a little bit more than that right now, of course. So here I am, and then I didn't know what a private key was. I didn't know what a public wallet was. All I knew is, like, I want to try this out. This is so cool. This is so exciting. And so I put my 20 euros in, which was a little bit more than $20. And then I got a little slip of piece of paper with a QR code, and it gave me a private key, which the private key you never give out to anybody else. It's something that only I knew. And then it gave me a public wallet address, which people can send and swap ETH or BTC depending on what chain you're using. So if it's BTC, if it's Bitcoin, it can only receive Bitcoin and send out Bitcoin. If it's an Ethereum address, then it can receive Ethereum and send out Ethereum. So think of it this way. If you have US dollars and you need to send yen over to somebody overseas, you can't send US dollars to them unless it's been converted over. So you would have to convert your US dollars over to yen and then send your yen out. Now, if the person who has yen wants to send you money back, they would have to convert their yen to US dollars and then send it back to you. It's the same thing when you have a wallet in crypto. If I have an Ethereum wallet, I can send Joseph Ethereum into his Ethereum wallet. If he has Ethereum, he can send me Ethereum back to my wallet. If I have Bitcoin, then I would send Bitcoin to his Bitcoin wallet. And then if he has Bitcoin, he would send it back to me. But if he had Bitcoin and wanted to send me Ethereum, he would have to swap out the currency, like going from yen to US dollars. So he would swap his Bitcoin to Ethereum and then send it to my Ethereum wallet. So like when I was first starting, and just like all of you, you're probably like, well, how do we do all this stuff? So again, like we talked, you would open up an account on whoever your CEX is. So in the US, it's Coinbase. You would open up your account. You would create your account. You could buy in with your bank account or your credit card or whatever you want to do, like $100 of Ethereum or Bitcoin. You would upload your information to them. They do what is called a KYC, where they verify your identity, verify that who you are, so they can make sure that you're getting your money back. And then you would buy the $100 worth of Ethereum. And then from there, like I didn't know what a wallet was. So I didn't know what MetaMask was. I didn't know how to swap out tokens because this is like 2016. And then we got into like NFTs and trading crypto in 2021. But like I didn't know how to use a MetaMask wallet. And a MetaMask wallet is like basically a blank wallet. So it's like kind of like a blank account. It's not attached to anybody else. It's your very own. Nobody else has access to it but you, unless you give somebody else your private keys, which you never want to do. You want to make sure that those are safe and secured, tucked away somewhere where your family may need it if there was ever an emergency, but nobody else has access to it. And then you could put your Ethereum in that wallet and you can buy and sell tokens from that wallet now because you have a MetaMask wallet. And so on Dragon, we've set up a YouTube video that explains how to set up a MetaMask wallet, how to swap out ETH so that you can buy and sell tokens. Now, when you have a MetaMask wallet and you have your Ethereum in it, we've made it even simpler and easy to use, because what we've had to do in the past is we had to take our MetaMask wallet, find out what token we wanted to buy, which means we had to scour the internet, scour websites, find out which tokens were launching, find out which ones existed, ones that weren't listed anywhere else, and then buy those. So we would take our Ethereum and then we would buy like 1 million tokens of ABC token. There goes my voice. And then we would have to go watch charts and then make sure that it was a good token and that they had LP in, that it was locked, that it was renounced, that they didn't have a lot of percentage on the holder count. And so it's the same way as like buying, like if you guys go into Coinbase and you see that like MOG is listed at, what is MOG at, like 003 now? We had talked about it the other night, or 0006. So say you buy it at that price and then it goes up, then you know that you can sell. Like you have to look at charts. So before it was like really complicated, we had to go through all these hoops, all these steps, all these ways to find out, like to get our Coinbase wallet or Kraken or whatever it is on international. And then you would have to open up your MetaMask wallet and then you would have to swap ETH. Then you have to go find the tokens and you have to do all this stuff. And there's like 30 different steps, but now we made it super, super simple and easy to use because we've been through it all. Like we started out like, how do you do this? How do we open this up? How do you buy ETH? So we made it super simple so all of you can try it out. Our Dragon Pro platform is going to be similar to when Robinhood launched and made it really easy for everybody to get into stocks. You didn't have to figure anything else out. You could have just bought a percentage of a stock and you're good to go. We're doing the same thing with Dragon Pro so that all of you out there can buy crypto, you can buy NFTs, you can buy meme coins, you can swap it out, you can have everything at your fingertips so you don't have to do all this research every day, every night, watch charts all the time. You can set it up with stop losses. You can set it up with exits. You can do limit orders. You can do whatever you want on the meme coins, where before you had to do everything manual. You had to watch charts all day. You had to figure out what tokens to buy, when to sell off. You would have to stay glued to your computer all day and all night waiting for it to do what it's supposed to do. But now it's going to do it all for you. And you won't have to sit there and figure it out. You won't have to go to 30 different websites. You won't have to watch charts. It will do it automatically for you. And that's why we have launched Base and we have launched AI Signal, because it finds the tokens for you and then Dragon Platform trades them for you. So you set it up really easy, 5 minutes, and then you go enjoy your day, come back, look at your portfolio, and then decide what you want to do, modify your portfolio, and then go have fun again.
Super simple, super, super simple. And Mog, like Elizabeth mentioned, it's at 0.00000003. So that's 6 zeros and a 3. So look, no, you don't need to look at the price anymore. No need to worry about any of that. You have the tools now, AI Sig and AI Base. They're going to be out, both of them. Hopefully by now Base is out too. And then we have Dragon everywhere, the home for everything. Everything is all combined on there. Super simple. It'll trade for you. You don't need to worry about the 30 different things websites need to look at. No more days like we did at the start of searching and hunting for all the information you need to buy in. Now it's within 5 minutes. You set it up and you can walk away. Exactly like Elizabeth said. Super simple, super easy. And these tokens now, like we're talking about Mog, it's at $1.22 billion market cap. Our bots caught it super early. I don't know the exact number, Elizabeth. Do you have it on the top of your head? I know you keep track of these.
Yeah, I think it was around 40K market cap. Wait, yeah, no, Mog was at, the bots didn't do it yet. I caught it somewhere else. So the bots weren't built out when Mog came out. The bots were built after Mog. Oh, no. I'm thinking of Pepe. Yep. Pepe, we caught it at like 50K or 150K. The bots weren't built yet. Mog, the bots were built. We caught it on the first day, like within minutes that it came out. And I think Mog was only at 20K.
Wow.
20K.
Now that number in comparison to the 1.22 billion that it's out right now is a 61,000X. 61,000x, not 61,000% or anything.
It's probably even higher than that because it was 20k to billion.
Yeah, that was, I did 20k to a billion. That's 61,000x. Okay. That number, you cannot do it anywhere else. Meme coins, it's the high volatility, and our bots will help you navigate the market.
So all these x's sound amazing, and I know they sound kind of unbelievable, but when you're in technology, you always need a big enough spread because there's time for human error. You can't watch charts all the day. So yes, we do find the lowest entry and we do find the highest return, but most people will resist and they won't enter into a trade. Just like if Apple launched, right? If today was the first day on Apple, people are like, what's Apple? I don't know what it is. I don't know if I want to buy it. I'm going to sit on the sidelines and wait. And then they wait. So you may catch Apple at the lowest, but doesn't mean that everybody buys it in the lowest, because human error comes in, psychology comes in, overthinking comes in, and then you're like, well, maybe, maybe not. And then you hear your friends talk about Apple. Okay, maybe I'll try it out. Let me think about it a little bit longer. Now Apple's already gone up like a 10 or 100X because it was the first time you catch it, it's going to be the lowest because nobody really knows about it and doesn't have any knowledge yet, right? And then people start talking about it. And when people start talking about it, it means more people are buying it. So the price goes up. And you're like, oh, more people are talking about it. The price is going up. Okay, maybe I'll go into it now. And then you still think about it. You're like, well, maybe not. I don't know what it is. Let me think about it a little bit more. The price goes up even more. More people talk about it. Now you hear it on the news. Now you hear it on the TV. Now you get more information. The price went up even more. So you had that opportunity to buy it when it was really cheap, but you procrastinate and you wait and you decide and you overthink. And now when you're getting into it, it's a higher price. Well, that's the same thing with meme coins. When they first come out, they're going to be at the lowest price. They are going to be at the highest risk, but they're also the highest reward. But we have human error. So people are like, okay, we've heard about Brett. Brett got launched. It was at a 5.7K market cap. Let me think about it. Everyone's like, well, I don't know. You know, I don't know that much about this token yet. Let's think about it. Now it's at 100K. Well, it's gone up like a 20X. I'm still going to think about it. Just some people are starting to talk about it. I'm starting to see movement. Let me think about it a little bit more. Now it's at a 500K market cap. Oh, well, I hear more people talking about it. Sounds like it might be something good. I knew about it at like 5K market cap. It's already gone up 100, but I haven't entered into the trade yet. I haven't decided. I'm going to think about it a little bit more. Now it's at a million. Now people start to call it out and they say, Brett's a great token to buy. And you're like, oh, I heard about it way a long time ago, but I kind of put it to the side and decided not to enter in it. And then other people are like, yeah, it's a great buy. I got some. And then somebody else is like, yeah, I got some. And you're like, oh, it's in a million market cap now. I think I'll enter into the and buy some. So it's already gone up 200X, but because of human error and lag and decisions and everything else, people take a long time to make a decision to buy. So we find it really low, yes, but in that interim, you still have to make that decision if you want to buy or not. And by the time you get excited about it and make that decision, it might have already gone up 200. So that's why we find them low. And then that's why our bots keep confirming over and over again if it's a good buy or not. And it'll ping you and say, yes, it's still good buy. Yes, it's still good buy. Yes, it's still good buy. And then not a good buy, like wave goodbye, but a good buy. And so that's why we have that big spread, because people take a long time to make a decision. People don't know that much about it and will hesitate. People don't, you know what to do, and they like overthink it, which is fine. That's what you should do, right? You should be confident on your decision. But based off the data and based off the odds that we have, we try and find the lowest part, because there's always going to be that human error in that time frame to make a decision. And if you practice trading over and over again, then you take those risks because you have those rewards. But if you don't want to take that risk, that's okay too. You can enter in at a million, because Brett hit over a billion also. It hit a 377,000X, but that's if you like made that decision when it first came out. But if you decided to wait till it hit a million, then you would only hit like a 10X. If you waited till it hit 50 million, you might only make a 2X. That's fine too. You have that right to do whatever you want to do. We just try and confirm, yes, this one has the potential to go good. And so if you entered into a $10 trade, that would be great too. But this is what happens when there's new technology, there's AI, we have a new cycle, we have a big boom in crypto, everybody's excited, everybody starts coming on board. This is what happens. You get the highest rewards, but it's also the highest risk because it's new. Even though crypto, again, has been out for 10 or 15 years, it's just becoming mainstream where people are talking about it. It's just becoming where people are buying goods and services with it. It's just being where you can use a credit card and use your crypto. You can travel with crypto. You can do a lot of things with crypto where you couldn't do this before because it wasn't mainstream. And now that it's mainstream, we do have a high risk. We do have a high reward, but it's a lot more stable than it was in day one in the beginning when ETH was a dollar. So ETH hit again over 40.96 on Sunday. We're catching right there on Sunday. So we're about ready to break through again on Sunday. So, you know, if you bought it at a dollar, you would have made a 4,000X, but you would have had to have faith 15 years ago to buy it at a dollar or whatever, whenever ETH launched. So it's the same thing, you know, it's new technology. New technology, we always have this go on. New AI, we have crypto, we have a lot of exciting things coming up. And so this is the cycle. This is what we go through. And we've just been trying to be here to educate you all, give you a chance if you want to do it. If not, be entertained by our stories and our troubles. Listen to our voices being lost because we've been speaking too much, because we're passionate about this. This is something that we love to do. And we want to get the good word out about it. You know, like whenever there's new technology, there's going to be the good and the bad and the ugly. We want the good parts of it. So we want to bring people on that are going to see the good parts of it. Use it. Don't risk a lot. Just, you know, use your $10, your $100, your coffee money. Have fun along the way. Listen to the stories. Find out what everything happens. But we're going to close it up here with a recap of everything, because it's, again, this is a big week for us.
Big week for us.
Let me take a sip of water and we're going to do a recap on everything before I have no voice.
We don't want that. We have a long week ahead of us. It's fun. It's exciting. It's huge. Big. And once again, we want all of you guys to join us in this week. So take a look in the archives, take a look at the socials, at all the links that we're going to be dropping in there, and join us for this amazing, amazing week that we're going to be having. We want to have everybody there. It's going to be an amazing time.
Right. So I'm going to give our socials online. We'll go through it right now. Find our socials. So we have on Twitter, we have x.com. We have AI Base Bot. So it's AIBASEBOT. On AI Signal, we have x.com/AI Signal Bot. So AISIGNALBOT. On X, we also have Dragon. So it's Dragon Pro, DRAGONPRO underscore AI. So it's Dragon Pro underscore AI. So you can access X that way. Our Telegram is on our Twitter. So if you want to come in Telegram chat, say hi to us. Our websites are posted up on Telegram and on Twitter too. Our link tree is up there so you can get the information about it. Yep. Come on to AIBaseBot.com to get more information. We have tokenomics. So if you go onto our other websites, if you're a trader, you'll get the tokenomics and the information. Come into chat, say hi in TG. We have nicknames in crypto. So in real life, I'm Elizabeth. In crypto, I'm Ace. So come in and say hi.
Yeah. Don't get fooled by the nicknames, and watch out if people start DMing you. Make sure it's us. We have roles in our servers, so make sure that it's the right person DMing you. We don't want anyone getting scammed.
And don't click on any links. Don't click on any links inside crypto. Only do official links like on our website or official links through LA Talk Radio. Go make sure you have the official Twitter. Make sure you're in the official Telegram. Don't click on any links. Don't give anybody your password or your private keys. If you're new to it, just come in and say hi. Just check it out. See what all the activity is about. You have plenty of time in crypto, right? We're in the beginnings of all this great stuff going on.
Just getting started.
Right. This is a big week for us, and we wanted to bring you along with this adventure because it's been so much fun, so much work, like 3 hours sleep a night for like the last month or two now. but I wake up with lots of energy because there's so many things to do, and it's so exciting and so much fun. We have amazing holders. Hi, y'all. So we wanted to say hi. Thank you again. This is going to be a big week, and we're probably running right now as it's going on and LA Talk is live. We pre-recorded this so you all could hear what we're doing. Come in and chat in our VCs, come in, chat in our Telegram, say hi, like us on Twitter, repost us on Twitter, come try out Dragon Platform, and then see what all of our bots are about.
Exactly. We would love to have you guys a part of this journey. We have you guys right now in LA Talk. Come join us on Twitter. Come join us on Telegram. Links will be in the archive, but Elizabeth also just listed them, and I'll reiterate the main two that we've been talking about today. We have at AI Basebot on Twitter, and at Dragon Pro underscore AI. And then our third one, which is AI Signal, which is at AI Signal Bot on Twitter. All of the links will be in the bios of those. Make sure you click on the official links. Don't click on any of the bad ones. We don't want you guys getting scammed. We want you guys to be a part of our community. You're already part of our LA Talk community. Let's have you guys part of our community in Web3 also. We would love to have you. It's going to be such a fun journey this week and so many more weeks to come. The year, everything. We cannot wait. Everything yes. that we've been doing, these 10 months of LA Talk, it's all coming to this too. Everything that we've been talking about, the training, the talks, it all comes down to this moment, and we're so excited for it.
So come on board. We look forward to it, and then we'll give you some more fun, exciting news next Tuesday. Have a great week. Have a great weekend, and then come on for the launch and see what a launch is about. Bye, y'all. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.